All right, welcome to our 11th episode of Broken to Barbell. I'm Tanner, as always.
I'm Sam.
And I'm Carly.
And we have a special guest with us here today, a friend of ours who listens to the podcast and does a lot of her own fitness stuff. Introduce yourself, Amanda.
Hey. My name's Amanda. I know Tanner from school, from college. And I met Carly and Sam through the podcast. And today I'm going to answer questions for the three of you and tell you all about my fitnessy and nutrition-y thingies.
We have vaguely prepared questions. It's going to be fun.
I don't really know what I'm going to be answering, so
we don't either.
We don't either.
But this topic for today, with the holidays and stuff and eating lots of turkey and stuffing and
pie,
more turkey, more stuffing, and maybe some jellied cranberry sauce. We're going to talk about meal prepping, which is something I've done a little bit of, but not a lot of, not as intense. We have a website here, Meal Prepping 101 for Beginners, mealprephaven.com. And it has just like literally basic steps. We're going to talk about that a little bit, but yeah, do you guys meal prep?
I do. The last couple weeks have been, I don't know. I guess I haven't been the last couple weeks out of laziness, but, I was there for a while, like what, 5 or 6 months. I was religiously meal prepping, but like for her, like I follow Amanda on Instagram, and it seems like you have a really good variety of what you meal prep.
Oh yeah, everything I eat is like insane variety. Like I really can't stand eating the same thing over and over again. So I and my husband will tell you he actually kind of hates this, but like I normally like not even make the same thing twice. Mm-hmm. So you know I'll make something and he'll really like it, and he's like, I really like this, but I know you're never going to make it again, so I'm just going to enjoy it now. But that's just, I really love variety. But, I meal prep every Sunday. I definitely, without fail, do breakfasts, which I'll do, like, a breakfast casserole, or, my husband and I love, like, we love eggs. We eat a ton of eggs. And I know, like, a lot of people aren't super crazy about
like Carly.
Eggs, but I like it, so I'll make a breakfast casserole, like eggs, meat, and vegetables, or frittatas in a muffin pan, or like a big frittata in the cast iron skillet and cut it up. So I definitely do that every Sunday. And then I'll do like a few lunches. Mike, my husband, does intermittent fasting, so he doesn't eat breakfast, so he takes his breakfast for lunch. So I don't really have to make lunches for him, but okay. I'll make a few for me on Sundays as well.
You make a lot of good like desserts too. Like, I saw at Halloween, you made the healthy finger things.
Oh, the finger.
The bloody finger.
Yeah, those look good.
Yeah. I want to try to do that because that looked cool and it's like a treat, but it was healthy, right?
Yeah. I mean, I like experimenting with stuff like that. In general, like, I don't eat grains. I mean, I do periodically. I'm not like...
So, like, no bread at all?
No.
No. Ugh.
I just watched a documentary, What's With Wheat? Have you guys seen it?
I've seen that.
Was it on Netflix?
Yes, it's on Netflix. And now I am questioning everything as I eat a biscuit, but...
Oh, man, I'm going to have to watch it.
Yeah, watch it. It's
interesting. What's that one movie, Food, Inc.? I watched that, and then I quit eating meat for like a week, and then I started eating it again.
Oh, I could never not eat meat. That's like my main priority in life is meat.
So do you drink milk?
Not really, just because I feel like for me, it's not really worth the calories. Mm-hmm. Because if I want milk, I want whole milk. And then it's 120 calories per cup. And I drink a cup and then it's like, I'm not.
Now you're 120 calories in the whole.
Yeah. And I feel like I didn't even like consume anything. So like, I'd rather, I guess, eat my, cause I track my calories and macros like very particularly.
Do you use an app or do you
I use my FitnessPal.
Oh, okay.
That's wild. I'm just so bad at that.
Like, well, you look great. I mean, like,
thank you. as of like a couple weeks ago, I lost about 70 pounds total.
That's awesome.
That's crazy. That's awesome.
That's super awesome. So like, I have some more questions about your meal prepping.
Yeah, go.
So you said you eat a lot of eggs. Like, do you have your own, like you said you live in the country. So do you have like your own chickens or?
I mean, I don't really live like in the country. Like, not the country like you're familiar with. I live in a suburb.
Okay.
I have neighbors.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe you had like a little farm going.
No, unfortunately not yet. Okay. My brother does have chickens and he gives me some eggs from time to time, but no, I just like every, like when I do my grocery shopping at Aldi's, I literally like the one I shop at, the, they have a limit of 6 dozen eggs per customer. So I just buy 6 dozen, like every time I'm there.
That's awesome. So that's, is that your primary grocery store then, Aldi?
Yeah. Yeah. Cause I'm also a cheapskate.
You should send Mike through. Like, you both at the same time as a separate transaction.
We've actually done that before.
Yeah.
Or like go to the car and then come back.
That's awesome.
Because like if I know I'm not going to be at the store for a couple weeks and I need to make deviled eggs for two different parties, it's like,
yeah,
I literally need a lot.
I love deviled eggs.
Me too. I'm making them. I'm making them tonight.
Ooh.
For a party tomorrow.
Can you give us the recipe? What's your recipe?
For my deviled eggs?
We'll have a special Amanda recipe.
Okay. Well, I don't measure anything, so
great.
There's a lot of eyeballing and just spoonfuls of and blobs.
So give us in those measurements.
Okay.
What you do.
So
I'm sure that you have a number for eggs.
Yeah, because I have a tray that holds 20. So I'll hard boil 10 eggs, and then you cut them in half and put the yolks in a bowl and you crumble them with a fork. To like real fine crumbs because that helps for mixing it. Unless you want to use a mixer, but you know, getting out the mixer.
Salt of the earth, you're going to use your hands. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly. A blob of.
Blob of.
Bacon grease.
Bacon grease?
Yeah.
Ooh. So we got to make bacon too. I'm into this.
See, I'm one of those people who has a jar of bacon grease beside my stove at all times. So I just take a spoonful, like. I mean, it's probably like a tablespoon or so of bacon grease and then like a blob of mayonnaise, a blob of sour cream and some ranch dressing.
This sounds like my idea
salt
of hell.
And pepper.
I just don't like any of those things.
Seriously?
Or deviled eggs.
So, oh my God,
I'm super
love them all.
Picky.
My favorite spice is S&P.
But okay, like, then. I would never, if I ever were to make them, I don't think I'd ever be this intense with the flavoring, so
well, like
I'm
to
sure
me,
they're
that's
good
easy
for people.
Well,
that...
like, but I make everything from scratch, so like to me, it's just like, oh yeah, I'm throwing some stuff in a bowl.
That's
and...
awesome.
Well, and because you make stuff from scratch too, it's probably you have it all right there.
Yeah,
I have. Even though I'm dating, I have like a bachelor's fridge. Like, there's like a one can of soda, like 24 pack of beer, and I think a stick of butter in my fridge right now.
Wow. Yeah,
sounds
I
like
have
my fridge.
Yeah. Well, we have obviously a fridge in our kitchen. We have a spare refrigerator and a big chest freezer.
Holy
down
smokes.
In the basement. And they're all full all the time.
Oh,
because
God.
I cook.
All the time.
I cook like 99% of what I eat.
Yeah.
Because I love to cook.
So after, is that it for
after
the
S&P, then what?
Well, and then it depends what you're doing. Like, if you're doing like cheese flavored, then you put in some shredded cheese. If you're doing bacon flavored, you put in bacon bits.
Flavor.
Yeah. Mixing like little chunks of things in is pretty awesome.
I feel like because like for me, I would have to make my own bacon. I would do the bacon grease and crumble up my own bacon and use that.
Just make sure it's the bacon grease is at room temperature.
Oh yeah.
When you mix it in. So it's not liquefied.
Okay.
It has to be pasty.
Bacon grease.
I have so many questions. They're like swirling in my
about
head.
Bacon grease.
No.
It's
no,
delicious.
Just for you.
Use it to cook everything.
That's awesome. That sounds good. I'm going to make some of my own now because I love
it. I never even thought of saving my bacon grease before.
What?
Honestly, it gives me a headache.
Literally never.
I'm like, do I scrape it on the sink? do I put it in the backyard? Like, do I put it into a pop can? Like, I don't ever
do
know.
Do I feed it to the dog?
Yeah.
For grease that I don't save, I keep a can on the corner of my sink. And then whenever it gets full, I throw it in the garbage.
Yeah.
So
good idea.
I would not put it down your drain. Because your landlord
it would
may
like
have a stroke. as a landlord, I can confirm.
So this is kind of gross, but that's who I am. So when I was moving into my current house, The landlord, like when we were signing the lease, like told us the story about how one of his tenants would like flush her tampons down the toilet. Mm-hmm. And like I think he told the story to like prevent me from doing that, but like he was like, yeah, like the sewer got backed up and like the backyard was a disaster and all this stuff. So I'm like, okay, all right,
the toilet overflowed with blood.
Yeah, like it was like super horrifying, but I feel like he tells all his new tenants that to prevent them from doing that. Like I don't do that anyway, but like
Felt like just because I'm a female is why I'm being told.
Yes,
this story.
Yes. Exactly.
Well, okay. Now, was he talking about like the wrapper, like the plastic part, or like?
No, he said the actual tampon.
Oh, I thought you were like supposed to flush those.
I thought you could too, but I mean, I'm not doing it. I don't want him to come to my maybe house.
So
have to dig listening. Out the backyard.
Only knowing
he probably is
a little.
What
bit.
Up, Andy?
It's probably like the plastic applicator. Is that a thing?
I mean, I've never flushed that down the toilet, but like
well,
at
some
work
of them are paper.
At yeah. work I'll go into the bathroom and like there will be a plastic applicator floating in the toilet. I'm like, what is wrong with these barbarians? And it's happened more than once.
Maybe that's a high capacity flusher.
It's not, but there's a trash can right next to it. I just don't understand why they can't just put it in the trash can. Like it's plastic that doesn't belong down the toilet.
When I worked for the when I worked for the church camp, we used to call those treat boxes.
Ew.
Oh, that's gross.
It wasn't me. It was somebody else came up with that term.
Yeah, sure.
This is gross. Okay, anyway. So growing up, did like your mom and dad cook? Or like what made you want to cook everything for yourself?
A lot of people on my mom's side of the family are really big into cooking. So my mom and actually all three of her brothers are very good cooks. So she cooked a lot. My dad would do the grilling and my mom did most of the cooking. And I was always interested in as a kid too. Like I started helping out in the kitchen when I was like pretty much old enough to like see over the countertop. So I helped cook everything. And then by the time I was probably like 11 or 12 or something, I was just making dinner for everyone every
That's
once
awesome.
In a while.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah. And then, and then that continued into college when I was living on my own, because I saw like the huge that since I was living on my own, seeing like the huge like cost benefit of cooking your own food too. It's like, wow, I could like my breakfast casseroles, for example, like literally will cost me less than $5 to make 8 servings. Like,
yeah,
that's crazy. Awesome. So, and then of course, since I track all my food too, cooking it is like the best way of knowing exactly what I'm eating and like keeping me on, you know, exactly on my target.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so with like the variety, how you make, you said you never repeat your meals. So like my meal prep is totally different than that. Cause I've been on the same menu since May of the exact same food every single day.
That would drive me crazy.
So that's why the last couple weeks I've been on like a hiatus. I'm like, you know what?
I couldn't do
like,
it.
Like I'm just going to take a little breather here.
I feel like you're so successful with it because of the variety, Amanda, because it's you like never get bored, but it's always healthy.
Well, yeah, I'm eating something different every time, but I'm also eating what I really like.
Yeah.
Like I don't do low carb because of some like fear mongering and like, I'm going to drop dead if I eat a slice of bread. Like I love meat and I love vegetables and dairy. So I eat that. Mostly, and I feel like most of my and yeah, like every once in a while I'll have like a little fun sized candy bar or something. Like sugar gives me heartburn though. No, you quit eating sugar and then you start eating it again, and your body's like, nope.
I just ate a handful of Reese's peanut butter cups that are in my freezer this morning for breakfast.
I'm about to go get one.
There, go get them. Get me some while you're there.
No, I can't get up. But like that's a big part of it too. It's like I just like to me like stuff made from grains is like. Kind of tasteless, and like I'd rather use my calories on like a ribeye, like you know, like delicious meats and cheeses and vegetables. I honestly really do like vegetables.
You probably use like tons of seasoning on stuff, right? Of different kinds.
It depends. I mean, salt and pepper goes on pretty much everything.
Yeah,
same.
But like if I'm you know steaming like broccoli and cauliflower or something, I'll steam it in like homemade chicken broth. So then okay. you get that like chicken flavor or like whatever like jar of random thing is in the back of the fridge. Cause like, since I make some from scratch, I have like jars of just stuff like leftover
like a mad
from
scientist fridge.
Yeah. Yeah. That like basically that, which I can too. So I have jars everywhere because of that. But like half of the top shelf of my fridge is just like jars half full of like some various color liquid. And it's like, this is leftover from this roast. And this is leftover pickle brine. You never know when you're going to need that.
Like, it's like a family album. That's but awesome. With food.
But it's, yeah. So I do a lot of stuff like that to add flavor. Making homemade broth is like the greatest thing ever because yeah, it has so many uses and it's so easy.
How do you do it? I've never even
what broth
homemade broth.
I use bones. You can use like whole chicken pieces, but to me that's like a waste of chicken. So we eat a lot of chicken and turkey and stuff with the bones in it. So then I save the bones in a big Ziploc bag in the freezer, and then when the bag is full, you dump the bones in the crock pot, fill it up with hot water and salt, and just let it simmer for like 12 to 24 hours, and then it's done.
I'm like blown away. This is amazing.
It sounds like so complicated, and then you would describe it, and it's like, I turn on the crock pot.
Yeah, I do. I just let it sit.
Like, holy shit. Like, that's like, so easy.
To think, like, so I guess I would just approach everything differently out of laziness. So, like, I would be like, I'm not going to eat. Yeah, like, I'll eat boneless thing. But, like, she's like, oh, well, we'll eat this, and then we'll save the bones, and then I can make broth. But, like, it's you're, like always two steps ahead, and I'm like, way back.
You're buying a yeah. $5 hot and ready pizza yes. from Little Caesars.
Yes, I am.
So I like, think we should get sponsored by Little Caesars.
Honestly, we talk about them every pod. It's my one true love. No, but no, that's awesome. So do you drink coffee?
I drink decaf.
Okay.
Oh, really?
But I don't drink caffeine for a couple reasons. I'll get really, really, like, you know, you get like addicted to caffeine, and then if you don't have it, I would get a really horrible headache if I don't drink caffeine, if I'm like hooked on it. So when I discovered that in college, I was like, all right, I'm done with caffeine. And I like slowly, like gradually weaned myself off caffeine by like mixing a little bit of decaf into my can, like every yeah. time I filled up my coffee grounds.
Mm-hmm. That's smart.
And now, yeah, so I don't drink it for the whole addiction and the headache thing. But also because I do drink coffee right before I lift, and I want it to be effective. And mm-hmm. if I drank it every day, then it wouldn't be effective anymore because, you know, you do, like, get used to it.
How often do you lift?
Three days a week, but it also depends on my schedule because sometimes I'll do, like, it might happen in a week that I do, like, Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. It just depends. Like, I'm yeah. lifting today, so then I'll probably do Monday, Wednesday, Friday of next week. But if I have something going on, I might do, like, I'll do, you know, Saturday and then Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday again or whatever.
So what do you do for a living then?
I do a lot
okay.
of different things.
I never even thought to ask.
Yeah.
My full-time job, I'm a video producer and, like, multimedia specialist, I guess, cool. For a small company.
Multimedia represent.
Cool.
Woo! Yeah. Yeah. So, like, it's a really small company, so I do a lot of different things. So I do some graphic design and product photography and videos, and I get the mail.
Nice.
Sort the mail.
That's cool.
That's, I love, like, that's the bullet point in an application and all other duties as assigned.
Yeah.
I get the mail
yeah.
also.
Yeah. I don't mind it, though. Like, I weirdly like doing things with mail. Like, I sell stuff on eBay, and, like, I love it. Mm. Because I'm like, yeah, I get to pack boxes and ship stuff today. I don't know. I think it's fun. And then, also, I do a lot of work on the side. Like, I transfer people's home movies to DVD.
I'm going to have to keep that in mind.
Is that the video scrapbook?
Yeah.
www.thevideoscrapbook.com.
Okay, I'll just have to check that out. All my home videos are on VHS.
I'll put that in the show notes.
Yeah, so I do that on the side. And then also my husband and I own two duplexes, and we're landlords for our four tenants.
Oh, cool. So it seems like your husband's really on board with your meal prepping.
Yeah, he eats what I feed him.
I was just going to say, I was like, would he just starve to death if you didn't cook? Like,
maybe. I tease him about that a lot. Like, actually, I yeah. do. Like, seriously, what would you do if I wasn't, like, cooking every day? He's like, oh, I'd figure something out.
Carly knows a good pizza place. Cheap pizzas.
Yeah, I mean, there for a while, I was doing Blue Apron, and Chris would eat that with me, but I'm not about to meal prep for him.
Well, Blue Apron's expensive, too, isn't it?
Yeah, it was. It was, like, $60 a week.
A friend gave me a free meal, but it's like, you have to sign up with your card, and I'm way too lazy to go in and cancel it, so I never even got the free meal, and then he was mad at me because I wasted one of his free meals. I was like, sorry.
So, do you have, like, a cookbook, or do you just, every time you go to cook something, you just, like, experiment and make whatever?
Well, I do get a lot of inspiration from Pinterest.
Okay.
Like, a lot. Like, most of it. Just for different meal ideas, but I don't really ever follow the recipes. I just look and I'm like, oh, hey, yeah, that looks good. Like, I'll put those few things together. And once you cook a lot, like, you can get to the point where, like, you know, I don't really, when I put stuff in the oven, I don't really time it. Like, I just watch.
So I almost pulled the sound thing off the.
But, yeah, so I like variety. And when I go shopping, I buy meat and stuff when it's, like, super cheap. So last week, the Aldi's where I shop had all their chicken 50% off because it had to be sold that day. So I was shopping on my lunch break at work, so I couldn't really get very much. But my husband works, like, right down the road. I was like, Mike, can you please go to Aldi's after work and buy all the chicken they have? Because it was so cheap. They had, like, whole chickens for, like, $2.
Oh, my God.
You know? That's awesome. And, like, a giant, like, 4-pound pack of leg quarters for, like, I think it was, like, $1.50 after the discount. Like,
that's crazy. I'm used to those gouging Giant Eagle prices.
Oh, I don't shop at Giant Eagle. I mean, I worked there for 5 years, and I'll tell you, it's, like, the biggest ripoff.
I wanted to ask you that again, because I remember you used to shop there all the time in college. But did you have an employee discount?
No. Yeah.
You did?
Okay. I did.
So that was, like, a little bit helpful, probably.
Yeah.
But then...
But, yeah, I buy stuff when it's cheap, and I keep, like, a good variety of meat in the freezer. So... on Sundays, I'll just go and I'll pick, like, one of everything. You know, I'll pick, like, some type of chicken, some type of beef, some type of fish, some type of pork, and whatever else. And then it's like, okay, so this is, like, going to be the meats for the dinners this week. And then I'll either look through my boards on Pinterest that I'm, like, compulsively pinning stuff to all the time for inspiration on, like, how to cook these things, or, like, what sauce can I make with this, or, like, you know, what veggies would pair well with this. Or sometimes I just wing it.
I feel like that's at awesome. This point too, that you've been cooking so long and so much, there's probably a lot of backhand knowledge now that you have. It's like,
yeah, definitely.
I know that this vegetable is not going to taste good with that meat kind of
yeah
thing. Yeah.
And then it's also a game of, like, balancing my macros too. Like, yeah, trying to hit, you know, 25 grams of fiber every day, and, like, I try not to use supplements. I try to get it all from food.
Yeah.
So, like, that can be a nightmare. And but yeah, getting the variety, and then also, like, balancing my calories and macros, and also spending as little money as possible.
Yeah. So, well, in that, so if you're not buying your food, you also garden. Mm-hmm. So, like, tell us about gardening.
Well, the past few years, I've been using the garden at my dad's house.
Okay.
Because the house where we're currently living, the yard is, doesn't get enough sun. It's not conducive to gardening. But we're in the middle of buying a new house right now. And this coming spring, I will have my own garden now. But,
oh, cool.
Yeah, so I'm so excited. Yeah. But he let me use his, and he, like, you know, prepare it and do all the plowing and stuff and help me plant. Like, I would plan out what I wanted to plant where, and then he would help me plant and, like, help me maintain. But, like, for the most part, like, I would run over to his house, like, on my lunch breaks and take care of the garden. And then, like, late summer when everything starts going crazy, like, you know, picking, like, a giant box of produce, like, every day.
What do you like to plant the most?
The stuff that I've been planting at his house is stuff that is not appealing and delicious for the little critters.
Uh-huh.
So, unfortunately, I can't grow things like lettuce and broccoli and cauliflower and cabbage and stuff that I would really want to. But I've been growing stuff to can. So, tomatoes, and then... For salsa, I will do, like, onions and bell peppers and jalapenos. My grandmother plants garlic every year, so there's always a ton of garlic. And then I also do pickling cucumbers, so I can make pickles. And then we do, like, zucchini, and I've done winter squash the past few years. This year was butternut squash. Last year was spaghetti squash. The year before that was acorn squash. Next year, I'm doing all three.
This is so cool. I'm yeah. like,
I wish.
And we did pumpkins this year too. There's a picture on my Instagram of me with my pumpkin harvest.
Okay.
From this
yeah,
year,
I saw
and those,
that.
Yeah, those came from my brother's burn pile. He threw a pumpkin in his burn pile last year, and when the little seedlings sprouted up in the spring, he
That's
transplanted
awesome.
Them, and we gave them some TLC.
It's like a whole nice family affair.
It kind of is because my dad and my brother, their properties are adjoining. So.
Oh, your brother lives next door?
Yeah.
Did he buy the place? The barn was yours, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But then the house that's after the barn.
Okay, right there.
Yeah, those people moved, so he bought it.
Nice.
So.
That's kind of interesting. Yeah.
Well, and that property used to belong to my family, so it's like they were pretty excited to get it back in the family.
Back in the fold now, mm-hmm. yeah.
Yeah, and now I'm the first person in five generations to be moving out of Cecil Township in my bloodline.
Yes.
So, yeah.
See you later.
Moving to, because where I live now, Lawrence is considered Cecil Township still.
Oh.
It's just on the outskirts, but now we're actually moving to Cannonsburg, so it's like,
traitor.
She's leaving.
Yeah. Well, I saw your house go up for sale, so I was going to ask
I have
about
it
that.
For rent.
For rent. Well, yeah, that's, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Continuing the landlord mm-hmm. trend. So,
Sam, do you have any questions? You're quiet over there.
You're quiet up there in Emlinton.
I don't want to. Yeah,
Clarion, sorry.
Now, thank you. A little more civilized. How like fulfilling is gardening, like, and picking your own food?
Oh, I absolutely love it.
That's yeah.
I feel yeah. like that's immensely fulfilling.
It yeah. is. Yeah. It's amazing. Because I just love the concept of creating something from nothing. Which I think is why I like cooking and canning too, especially since I can the stuff that I grow. Like, I'm taking these seeds and then I'm growing them into a bunch of cucumbers and then I'm taking them and preserving them. So now I have like literally like 60 jars of pickles in my basement and like, but it's cool like to take something from nothing and having, you know, fresh food that you know exactly what its life has been like because you grew it yourself and you know, that it's not been like sprayed with funky stuff. But just going and like checking on the plants and walking through the garden and watching everything grow, like, I find it really exciting. I just really, really, really hate like caterpillars and like worm like things. I hate them so much, but you'll get that in the garden.
Now, do you grow corn?
We have before, like when I was a kid, uh-huh. but I haven't recently. Next year, since I have my own garden, since I'm going to have my own garden, we're going to fence it in and I'm going to do a lot more. Like, I'm going to do lettuce, spinach, because I eat a lot of spinach. I would like to do either broccoli, cauliflower, or cabbage, or all three. Which, fun fact, broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage, and Brussels sprouts are all the same exact plant, just genetically mutated four different ways.
GMOs.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And yeah, I'll do zucchini again. I'll do butternut spaghetti and acorn squash.
Is it
tomatoes, onions? What?
Do you have a place that you're like trying to close on?
Yeah.
So, and it's got like a nice, there's like perfect area for
yeah,
gardening.
Yeah, there's like a half an acre.
Oh, that's
so
nice.
there's plenty of room and like we can make the garden as big as we want. And there's a radioactive field nearby. Ooh. So it might grow really well.
Some tobacco.
Yeah, I thought of that same thing when someone was like, oh, you're going to get these giant tomatoes because of the radioactive waste field. And first of all, I'm uphill from it, so no, I'm not going to. But yeah, that was the first thing I thought of was the tobacco.
Simpsons
plant.
Tobacco.
Yeah.
Now, what was I just thinking about? I don't remember. Oh, this is lame. A friend, one of Corey's friends from back home, gardens. And mm-hmm. he puts marigolds around his garden because apparently that...
It keeps the deer away.
Yeah, animals don't like the smell of them.
Yeah.
So. I don't like the smell of them, so I get it.
Yeah. Yeah, they are pretty nasty. But I'm going to put up a fence and probably like logs around the perimeter to keep things from digging.
Yeah.
We'll see how that goes. I don't know. I've never actually had like my own garden that was 100% my... responsibility because, you know, I was always like sharing it with my dad.
Yeah.
And he's been gardening his whole life and my grandmother's been gardening her whole life and she helped too. So
you get a couple extra hands.
Yeah.
There.
And like yeah. the wisdom of like, oh, well, no, don't do this way. You know, do it this way instead. And
yeah.
So
that's cool. That's fun though. Mm-hmm. So you meal prep on Sundays.
I do.
That's your, like, is that an all day affair?
No. I often lift on Sundays too, depending on how my lifting schedule falls. So what I'll do is I'll wake up, like, I mean, I'll sleep in, but that's like 7:30.
Yeah.
And the first thing I'll do is make the breakfast casserole, because I can't like wake up and lift. I have to get some food in me, and I also have to, like, you know, my body needs to, like, actually wake up.
Yeah.
So I'll wake up and do the breakfast casserole, and I mean, it really only takes like an hour, and then it's in the oven for an hour, but that doesn't matter, because that's just oven time.
Yeah.
And it might not even take that long. It depends what I'm doing. Like, if I'm putting like chicken in the breakfast casserole, for example, then like that needs sliced up and cooked.
Yeah.
Or if I'm doing bacon, then that needs cooked and then chopped up or whatever. So like the meat needs cooked, and then the vegetables sometimes need pre-cooked depending on what vegetables I'm putting in. And then just mixing it all into a bowl and dumping it into a casserole dish and throwing it in the oven. But
yeah.
It usually only takes me like an hour or so to do all that.
So, and then by like 8:30, you're basically eating and then lifting.
Yeah.
Yeah. I always tell myself Sunday is my day, but like so coming up in the winter, I'll have dodgeball probably like from noon to four, somewhere in that time I'll have my game. Mm-hmm. And then I'll have volleyball sometime between like 5 and 10. So
I would just do it first thing in the morning.
Yeah.
Cause then you just get it done and out of the way. And then like for when I do meal prep anything, like the food has to cool off before you put it in the fridge.
Yeah.
So then if you do it in the morning, then it can sit there for like a half hour, an hour, and cool off before you put it in the fridge too.
Yeah. I need to get in better habit too, because it's going to be interesting when I move to Shadyside. Cause I feel like right now, a lot of times when I like want to go hang out with Corey, I'm now having to cross the entire city, and I'm like far away from home, and oh boy, it's easier to walk down to the bar to buy food or like Harris Grill and buy mac and cheese.
I love Harris Grill.
Oh, it's so good.
So like, do you ever go out to eat? Rarely.
It ends up being like on average, maybe like once a week or once every other week.
So not very often.
No.
It's probably like a weekend thing.
Yeah. Usually if we do go out, it is on the weekend. Mm-hmm. Like last night we had a Christmas party. Tomorrow we have a Sunday brunch. And then on Saturday we're going to lunch with my grandmother. But yeah, it's usually about once a week. And that's mostly from the, well, it's kind of a tie between the cheapskate and the tracking my macros.
So do you just opt for like the healthiest option, or how do you go about ordering? Because like my nutrition coach, I guess, my trainer Dana that does my diet, she takes like Ziploc containers to restaurants and asks them to heat it up.
Yeah, I could never do that. I would feel so bad.
She's like, most people are okay with it and we'll do it, but she's like, otherwise I'll just eat it cold. But she's got like strict goals. She does not sway from them.
Yeah. Whatsoever. Yeah, and I get that. But I also feel like flexibility is important. Yeah. And if you're like super rigidly strict 100% of the time, like you're psychologically more likely to just say F it and go off the rails completely.
She's been doing it for so long, and she has her cheat meals like planned into it. So I don't know how often she takes them, but probably like once every 2 or 3 weeks or something. She'll have like one cheat.
Yeah. And I used to do stuff like that too. But it was only like this past summer. But the problem I was having is that, first of all, to answer your question, I just usually go for like whatever I feel like is the highest protein, mm-hmm. and like not super crazy high in calories.
Like a good steak.
Yeah, like a steak or I really like salad, so like grilled chicken salad or something like that. Yeah, and then not like dumping like a half a cup of dressing on it is like important too, for just for like the calories. But recently, cause I used to have, I would do like super strict and like, oh, I can't eat this, I can't eat this. And then, then I would go crazy and like have a binge night. And then
that's me Monday through Friday. And then Saturday I'm like, oh crap, I should do better. And then a Saturday night I'm like, never mind.
Yeah. And then like this past year, I just went a little more towards flexible dieting while still hitting all my macros. And I don't have that issue anymore. Like, I haven't, like, binge ate in, like, a long time.
That's awesome.
And I really wish I could, like, share with people how, like, that, like, clicked over in my brain. But I don't know what happened. It just, like,
it's probably
changed.
Repetition and habit on your part. You know, you're sticking Maybe. To it. And eventually, like Dana talked about in our podcast with Sellies, was, like, eventually that sugar craving falls off, you know.
It does. And now I know like it's not worth it to eat that piece of cake, because first of all, it's not even going to taste that great, and second of all, halfway through I'm going to get sick, and then I'm going to wake up at 2 a.m. with heartburn. So like, yeah,
and then you're going to be like hungry for more cake the next day probably.
Yeah,
you know,
and like dehydrated. Oh, yeah. I hate that.
Yeah, so like talking about binge eating and whatnot, like, and if I eat pizza I get like so pissed at myself, because I'm like, why the F did you need to eat
suddenly clean
half of a pizza? And then like my stomach will hurt, and I'll be like, this is a payback for eating half of a Little Caesar's pizza.
Yeah.
And so like last night, I like to eat before I lift, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
So yesterday I worked a really long day. Like I didn't get out of work till 6:20, and I had to work out at 7 with Ryan. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to PR my squats today, but like, I'm not going to PR my squat if I don't get something to eat. So I go to Taco Bell and get a quesadilla for my pre-squat meal, super healthy. I like get to the gym and I get my gym bag out of the back seat, and it's like feeling super light. And I'm like, I must have forgot my belt. So I'm like, I'm not going to PR my squats if I don't have my belt. So it was just like, why the fuck did you eat that quesadilla? Like, I don't know. I blame everything on other things, but like if I didn't work so long, I would have had my workout done earlier. I wouldn't have eaten the quesadilla to prep myself for the PR squat, like the squat PR. So
yeah.
Point of the story is I need to quit eating like shit. Stay away from the drive-thrus.
Yeah, something just clicked recently in my head just about like quantity. Like we went to a party last night and all they had, like literally all they had was junk food. Like everything was like breaded and
last
deep
night
fried
at the bar for the party.
Yeah,
yeah.
Sounds amazing.
But like I still,
it's not. I hate their food,
Mario.
Yeah,
but like I still ate something. I just had like not very much. Like I had like 2 chicken tenders and 1 piece of pizza, which like I haven't had pizza in like 3 years. Oh my god. Well, except
that would be so hard for me.
Do you make cauliflower crust pizza?
No, I thing hate working with cauliflower for bread products. It's the
it's
absolute
worst. It's
so hard
worst. To make the crust.
It's a nightmare.
I've tried it like I think 3 times, and every time it's just like the most disgusting like rubbery
mush
substance. And then I try to put toppings on it. I'm like, this is disgusting.
So then I end up just eating the sauce and the cheese. I mean, that's the good part anyway, if you ask me.
But you still eat cheese, right?
Oh yeah. Yeah, I don't have any issue with dairy. I love it. What I like to do is get a tub of plain whole milk Greek yogurt, and then I have a bunch of little vials of flavor extract drops of like varying flavors, like cake batter and chocolate hazelnut and orange cream. So I put a couple drops of that and like a tablespoon of Splenda, and like make my own different flavored yogurt. Not every day, but like whenever I need the like it's like 10 just 12 grams up of protein or whatever.
Yeah.
Whenever I need like a little more protein, and
I would
like
never
it.
Think to do that.
What, that flavor
the extract?
Extract?
Yeah. Well, first of all, I don't like Greek yogurt because I'm the pickiest person like in the world.
We could do it with regular plain yogurt too.
I'll have to look into that. I just am like blown away at all these hacks, these life hacks that you have.
It's, yeah.
And it's interesting to hear you say that, because like this is like just my normal life, like it's just how I cook. But again, it's like
the struggling millennial. It's amazing.
And like, you know, she's probably saving so much money. Like,
oh my
she
god!
Said.
Well, yeah, because like a tub of Greek yogurt is like at Aldi's is like $3.50, and there's probably like 8 servings in there. So if you were to buy 8 cups of Greek yogurt, it would be $8 if they're on sale. And then there's like a ton of sugar in there, which I don't want to deal with. So
if I can't find a roommate for my place in Shadyside, I'll spend over $20,000 alone next year on my rent.
Wow.
You're like,
so any of you listening,
I need to know. Yeah, anybody listening, I need a roommate.
Tanner needs a roommate, and then we're also gonna have Amanda be our life coach when it comes to cooking. I'm literally like so blown away, but I feel like I was so dedicated there for so long, and then I didn't get into this December meat, so I'm like, oh, you know what? I can start eating like shit, but now I'm like pissed at myself, so I'm about to start a serious weight cut.
I'm about to go to Giant Eagle after this podcast.
Yeah, like, but I'm Aldi's. Seriously going to gonna do these hacks that she's talking about, because like I hate eggs. I'm sick of them. I can't handle them. But
well,
like,
okay, but so you could do like, do you like oatmeal?
Yeah. So my first and fourth meal are oatmeal. Oatmeal and a protein shake.
That sounds kind of sad.
My second meal is eggs. But no, so it's not that bad. But so with my oatmeal in my protein shake, I can put a half a banana and a tablespoon of peanut butter.
Okay.
So that right there is like my dessert, like my first and fourth meal. Because like I am obsessed with peanut butter. But I don't put anything on my oatmeal, so it's super bland. But the eggs for my second meal, it's three eggs and wheat toast.
Mm-hmm.
But if I were to like incorporate or make one of these breakfast casseroles that you talk about, like maybe take some of the meat from my third meal and spinach and make like those breakfast cups, that would at least break up the eggy.
Yeah, or like
taste.
It's hard to like make suggestions without like, and without you knowing like what your like macro targets are every day. But you could even do like an oatmeal bake type thing with like oatmeal and protein powder and some egg whites just for like a binder. Yeah. And make like some kind of bake like that. So then it's like, I don't even know what that like oatmeal, like it's a baked oatmeal thing. Or overnight oats. Have you made overnight
oats?
It's
almost like cake. But like a
yeah
healthy.
That would be a little bit better.
Or overnight oats with protein powder in them are pretty great too.
Yeah, and my trainer said I could put some of my protein powder in my coffee as like a creamer, but
I wouldn't recommend that personally. Like whey, if it's whey protein, when it's warm for me, like nauseates me if it's really warm. But I do when I lift during the week. At work, I fill up my shaker bottle with coffee and put it in the fridge. And then at the end of the day, I mix my protein powder into it.
Nice.
And then I drink cold protein coffee on the way home as like,
that's amazing,
my pre-workout drink.
That sounds really good.
It is. Mm-hmm. I've done it like both ways. I don't think it's very good hot, but it's a lot better cold. The flavor comes through better. The flavor of your protein powder.
Cool. Yeah, I'll have to look into that.
So, Amanda, what was there any particular driving factor that started you really into this? Or was it just something that just kind of slowly evolved over time?
Yeah, it was kind of an evolution. It was about almost 4 years ago that Mike and I were talking about getting married. So, you know, I started looking at wedding dresses online and like would go. Now, at this time, I was like 215 pounds. So, and I was heavy my entire life, like literally my entire life. Mm-hmm. Like I was overweight. And I just thought, like, okay, well, this is normal. It's just life. It's my genetics. It's whatever. Didn't realize that I had, like, severe eating problems. Literally didn't find that out until, like, a few months ago. I, like, thought back to my childhood. I was like, wait, now I know why I was heavy.
Yeah.
I ate crap all the time in large quantities. But I was looking at wedding dresses and, you know, went straight to the plus size section. And I'm like, wait, there's 2 years until my wedding. Like, I don't need to buy a plus size wedding dress. Like I can do this. I can lose a little bit of weight. So I did that and I worked at it and my first goal weight was 150. Didn't actually hit that right away. It took actually only hit that this past summer. Because of, which this could be like a whole nother podcast about like dieting and metabolic adaptation and taking dieting breaks and whatever.
Plateau and such.
Yeah, exactly. And I've been doing a lot of research on that topic lately, so that could be like a whole other thing.
Oh, yeah.
But, as I was learning how to lose weight, every time I had a question, I'd like Google search it, and the answer would always come up in like a MyFitnessPal forum. So then I started looking into that, and it's like, oh, log your food. And I'm like, all right, I'll try this. And then I just like, I really started liking it because I saw really great results. Like, because if you log accurately and know like your body's calorie threshold and everything, and like then it like it really clicked and it's like, hey, yeah, this is cool. Like
it's just like a numbers game.
Yeah. Basically. And then from there, like started researching nutrition, and that's what kind of led me into low carb. But ultimately it's like I said, I eat low carb because it's all my favorite foods. But yeah, it all did kind of slowly evolve as I was learning like about different aspects of weight loss and fitness and nutrition.
It started small and now it's you just keep adding like another little step and another little step.
Yeah, and then like about two years ago is when I started lifting. So then that comes with like a whole different set of like nutritional knowledge and how to like what to eat beforehand, what to eat afterwards, and how to, of course, it's like you got to tailor it to yourself too. Everyone's different.
Yeah. That's, well, the best part I like about your diet is the bacon. I feel like you're always eating bacon and I'm like totally into that. So.
I just bought at GFS in Robinson. Shout out to GFS. They had bacon on sale. I bought 9 pounds of bacon.
For
oh my god.
How much?
Oh, it was like
50 cents.
That was like $20.
That's not bad. 9 pounds of food. Yeah.
Of bacon. Bacon's expensive.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was a great deal.
Yeah. What do you think you would pay for 9 pounds of bacon not on sale?
Let me get my calculator out because I know what it normally is.
Is your phone purple?
The case is purple.
I was like, why did you get a purple iPhone?
That would be about $40 if you bought it at like Giant Eagle.
Like half off. So yeah. That's awesome. Yeah, I think I know like originally my goal way back when I was 190 pounds my senior year of high school. Okay. And then so like way back when I first got a personal trainer, that was my goal out there. And like even making it under 200 pounds was really exciting. So it's like, oh, cool. You know, I'm like, because at my heaviest when I lived in the South Hills was like 250 pounds. And that's because most of my meals included going to Taco Bell before I went to Planet Fitness. But yeah, it's like I'd made the small changes over time. Like I quit drinking pop. Like, and that's.
Yeah, that's like a. Yeah, drinking pop, especially like, well, diet is like zero calories, but
yeah,
drinking regular pop is a really good way to add like a ton of calories to your diet and not even notice.
For no reason. Yeah. Yeah. I'll do diet now sometimes because I still like it, but not that often. Like I just bought cranberry ginger ale diet because it's Christmas time. It's time.
Yeah, I drink Diet Dr. Pepper every so often.
Yeah.
Just because we're allowed to have it.
I'm now back over 190 pounds, so.
Well, you don't look bad. I don't know. I was all caught up in wanting to lose weight, and now I'm like, I still want to lose weight, but at the same time, I want to keep increasing my lifts. And, like, I know if I eat right, I'll lose and increase, but, like.
I need to get my head out of that my weight is anything to do with my health, you know? Like, yeah. I need to.
I mean, in
eat
like
better
a
and
really,
try to gain more weight.
In like a really roundabout sort of way, it does. Because like if you're chronically overweight your entire life, like it definitely like causes problems. Yeah. But like, you know, you're not like overweight, you know.
On a chart, I probably am. But like.
Well, so am I. Well, I'm like, I actually just like, I'm like 2 pounds below normal for my height.
So, like, the next step up is, like, into the bad area, quote unquote.
Yeah, into overweight. Like, yeah. I'm just, like, 2 pounds into the normal category. Yeah,
but a chart isn't gonna
which is
encompass
crazy,
everything, I think.
Like, you don't look like you would be in an overweight category.
Well, people who weightlift, it becomes drastically different.
It's a guy at the gym was just saying he's excited that he hit 200 pounds. And the dude is, like, ripped. Like... And it's like, I'm about to hit 200 pounds because I keep eating food at the bar. Like, you know, it's like two whole different animals. And we're both 6 foot. You know, it's like we're the same, quote unquote. But he looks like he just stepped out of like a photo shoot for.
Is he short? No, oh, you're both 6 foot.
We're both 6 foot. We're the same height.
And yeah, the weight, like,
look totally different.
BMI chart means absolutely nothing for people who lift because muscle is so dense.
Yeah.
So.
We did a video at work where we had to have a muscle versus fat side-by-side comparison, but we couldn't find a model for it, so somebody went out and bought Play-Doh. So they got yellow Play-Doh for the fat and, like, red Play-Doh for the muscle. And we literally, like, weighed it on a scale to make sure it was, like, 5 pounds of Play-Doh versus 5 pounds of muscle. And it's, like, little tiny, you know?
Yeah.
My butt is numb.
What?
My butt is numb.
Sorry, that couch is.
No, you're fine.
Yeah. Sam?
Yes.
How's it going?
Good. I have another question. Or, I don't know, sidebar. But, like, you talk a lot about calories and stuff, and I know, like, it's very hard for people to understand, like, calories in versus calories out, in that, like, watching your calories and what you eat alone will completely change the game for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess, like, how did you get into, like, counting calories, or not counting, but, like, paying attention to your calories daily?
When I first started with MyFitnessPal, I just did the recommended, you know, plug in your height and weight and it'll tell you what to eat. And I did that for quite a while, but eventually got to the point where it wasn't really working for a couple different reasons. Like, probably the main reason is just like metabolic adaptation. Like, you just, your metabolism will adapt to what you're feeding it to, you know, so you don't die. But, but then I started lifting, and I'm like, okay, well, then I learned about like your basal metabolic rate, which is like your bare minimum calories. And it's like, well, you don't want to go below that. And then, like, especially for women, like, if you eat too little, then you'll lose your period because your hormones get like really screwed up. So I started paying more attention to like the calorie levels I was eating, and like, okay, well, now I'm going to do like 1700 with like my weightlifting and then see what that does. So yeah, I don't know if that really answered your question, but
yeah,
it's for me, it's like, I'm very, very, very bad at eating intuitively. So at this point, like, that's the only way that I can make sure I'm on track is if I'm logging my food. But like, it doesn't bother me. Like, some people hate doing it. I don't mind.
I'm just, it's probably laziness on my part. That's how I am. It's like, it's easier just to know what I'm eating is healthy. So it's like, I'll eat vegetables and meat and like Greek yogurt.
Yeah,
because it's like, I know it's all good.
Yeah,
I don't know where the calories are sitting.
But like, I have, and Carly, you're in the same boat with like specific weightlifting goals and fitness goals. It's like best to get a certain amount of protein. And I know for like optimal health, it's like get enough fiber. So like, those are my two main priorities, is like hit my protein goal every day, hit my fiber goal every day. And I mean, and then hit my calorie goal. But like, the carbs and the fats are on like a sliding scale of like whatever, just wherever they fall.
Yeah, so with my meal plan, like, it is the exact same thing every single day for five meals, but for me it's easy, like, when I'm meal prepping that stuff, because mm-hmm. I know my third meal is literally rice, a green vegetable, and either turkey or chicken, and then my fifth meal is either steak, a flank steak, or ground beef with like spinach, like a side salad, and rice.
Mm-hmm.
Or I can cut all that up and put it up in, or put it into like a wheat tortilla. So like, those are simple for me.
Yeah, it's like whatever works for you.
Yeah.
And that's important, is like, people have to do what works for them. Like, I wouldn't tell someone like, you need to log your food because you have to. Like, if you don't have to, like, if you're like Tanner, you were able to, you know, lose weight and build muscle while eating like just intuitively. I can't do that. Like, I can't. But like, yeah, if you can do that, then like, that's awesome. And like, do what works for you.
When it's like, to me, it's like, I know bread's bad, so I should probably like avoid it as a main part of my meal.
Well, but like, know? And that's like, it's really like, psychologically, that's not like a great mindset to have. Instead of saying like, bread is bad and I can't eat it, it's like, okay, I should focus more on protein and fibrous things.
Yeah.
But like, I can have like a little bit of bread, like,
bread's not
once
a
day.
The end of the day.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not going to kill you, but like, if you eat a ton of white bread, then like, you're probably not going to get a whole lot of protein and not really have like, you know, exercise and like muscle building benefits.
A big thing I did too, because I love candy and I know I shouldn't eat it, but I try to like, okay, I'm going to let myself have candy, but like I try to stick to the serving size.
Mm-hmm.
At least like right now, that's what I'm doing, because it's like, I can have candy, but I can't go over the serving size. So it's like, I've had my candy for the day. That's the end of the story, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, cool. You know, I hit the serving size. It's a ton of calories, but like, I'm just trying to like change my brain thinking like when, again, with Dana talking about it's not a reward, you can still have it. But
yeah, because you still get to taste it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they always say, like, we shouldn't reward ourselves with meals. Like, go do something else, like, go on a hike or something, and, like, that be your reward. Because, like, everyone, like, for instance, tonight, 16 of us are going out to dinner for my brother's birthday. Mm-hmm. And we're going to, like, an expensive restaurant, and, like, I know I'm going to try to get a steak and vegetables, but, like, I got him a cake. So,
yeah.
We're all going to be having, like, chocolate peanut butter cake. Hopefully he's not listening to this because, it won't be up.
No, yeah. I'm probably not going to put it up until later today.
But, like, I don't know. I guess just opt for the healthier option instead of, like, a burger or pasta when eating out is, like, a struggle that I have. But I know in the long run, like, I'll feel better if I get a steak.
Yeah, but, and, like, me personally, like I said, like, I just go for something high in protein and some kind of vegetable.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, it's always good.
Yeah.
And avoid the bread basket.
I love, love, love bread with vinegar and oil.
Ew. Oh,
what?
So good.
I hate vinegar.
You put, like, balsamic vinegar.
Any so form.
Like, balsamic vinegar and a little bit of oil, like olive oil.
Like, together. Some Italian places have, like, olive oil on a plate with the oil. Spices. Yeah, and you, mm-hmm. like, just dip your bread in it.
That's so exactly good. What I'm talking about. It's amazing.
But also vinegar.
Yes. I've been cooking a lot with those Grill Mates
packets. Like, spice packets?
Yeah. I just ordered 20 of them from Amazon. And they always call for apple cider vinegar to, like, help make the spice that you, like, marinate in. Oh, so mm-hmm. good. And then it's like, you can get all these different flavors, so it's, like, easy to make. That's why I asked about spices earlier.
Oh, well, I mean, yeah. I have, like, one of everything in my spice cabinet, and I just do, like, various combinations depending on what I'm feeling.
Can you send us follow-up pictures of your kitchen? What? I feel like I need to see all these jars and spices. Like, I wish you could see mine, because it's, like Tanner said, in our fridge right now, Chris has, like, one of those big containers of, like, Hawaiian punch. And
I literally have juicy butter. Juice in my fridge because Corey is like, I want juicy juice. And he's like, he's a, like, bean pole. I'm so jealous. He can, like, eat garbage and I do it. And
well, that's like growing up.
I gained so much weight.
My brother was super skinny. I mean, he's like 6'6". I think just now he weighs maybe like 220. But he, like, is trying to increase his weight, and I've always been trying to decrease mine, and it's just, like, why? I would never be in a position where I would want to gain weight. Like, I don't think that would ever happen to me.
That's, like, well, that's, like, Corey and I, because he always wants to, like, gain muscle.
Yeah.
And I'm just trying not to eat, like, a slob, like, or gain weight, because it's, like, I was all the way down to 175 last year. But
that's awesome.
Yeah, then the summer happened, and I kept eating.
Yeah. I'm trying to not get wrapped up in, like, in the whole losing weight thing for my first powerlifting meet, because it's
true
in March, and I already registered, and I'm in the super heavyweight class. But, like, maybe eventually I'll go down to a lower weight class, but, like, that's not my focus right now.
Yeah, I feel like with a meet coming, you just have to focus on your lifts. I mean, that's literally the, like,
point
of the thing.
Yeah, I don't want to get too wrapped up in the numbers, but, like, I have some maybe somewhat unrealistic goals.
Nah.
They're not unrealistic. I never in a million years thought that I never thought I was going to hit my goal weight of 150, and I finally did earlier this year. And then when I realized my metabolism was in the toilet because I was lifting 3 days a week and maintaining on 1,500 calories, I was like, okay, I need to reverse diet. So I've been reverse dieting since September, and I actually lost 3 more pounds. And
so, like, that's awesome. Just eating more, feeding your body more.
Yeah. I don't know why I lost weight. I shouldn't have, like, scientifically, like, that shouldn't have happened, but I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
I'm not complaining.
But the lowest weight that I saw, I don't know if it was last month or the month before, was like 144.6. And
that's
like,
awesome.
Holy shit. I'm pretty sure I was 144 pounds in, like, first grade. So
that's awesome, though. Good for you.
Yeah, that's I don't know. That's it's so, like, do you, I, let me form a thought here. Is that weird to see? Like, almost like you don't believe it?
Yes.
Yeah.
And when that happens, when I hit a new low weight, I shit you not, I'll go into the next room, grab a barbell plate because I lift at home, and I'll put it on the scale to test my scale to make sure that it's like registering.
It's not on the carpet weird or something, you know?
Because
like,
I don't believe it.
And then I
took my waist measurement the other day. One of my goals that I originally had like way, way back in the day was for my waist measurement to be under 30 inches. And I took it last week and it was 29.5.
That's awesome.
I was like, well, shit. But I still, like, I don't believe it. And I look in the mirror and I see my 215-pound self still.
No, trust me.
And it's the weirdest thing. Like, too. I get stuff out of my closet that I haven't worn in a while and I put it on, it's too big. And I'm like, what the hell? Like, how did this get stretched out in my closet? And like,
yeah. Well, that's, I just donated 5 bags of clothes, like stuff I wore in college, stuff I wore after college. And it's like, this stuff is just, it's all like large or extra large, like stuff that like, it just, and it's like, I can't wear that anymore because now it's like, it just looks like I'm like swimming in it now, you know?
I think we should do a whole nother podcast on like how we mentally see ourselves. Cause like, I think that's why I post so many side by sides. Cause like, I'll be like, God, I'm not seeing any progress. And then I'll do a side by side. I'm like, okay, you need to calm down.
Well, have you ever listened to Mental Illness Happy Hour podcast? It's great. It's all about that kind of stuff. It's really cool.
Because one of my best friends, I won't say her name, but she had, she was anorexic for a while and lost a ton of weight. And like, she started to put the weight back on, but she like felt like she was huge, you know, like even when she was super tiny and sick, she felt like she was big. And like, it's just
Did you see, and this is probably handled with zero sensitivity or anything, but like the American Dad episode where he's anorexic.
Oh, yeah, Stan, yeah.
And he thinks he's like obese and he's trying to work off the weight. And then it like flashes to him and he's like skin and bone. And I'm sure it's like completely insensitive and terrible. But
yeah, no,
but that's true. It psychologically can be very hard on people to like, especially like big weight swings.
Yeah.
And I like, you know, I've always had pretty bad self-esteem, but it's like not any better. Like, you know, I surpassed my goal and starting to get to the point where like, cause another goal of mine is like, I want to look like I lift, like I want to look muscular.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I'm starting to get to that point, but I still like the only thing I see is like all the things that I hate mm-hmm. and all the things that I still need to change. Mm-hmm. And that's literally all I see.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I try with all my weightlifting videos that I post, for a while I was like nitpicking and being like, oh God, like look at my stomach there, like with my belt, it like pushes my stomach out on stuff. And now I'm like, fuck that. Like, I just deadlifted that much weight and I'm worried about what my arm fat looks like or like what my belly fat looks like. Like, what is wrong with you? But it's just how I'm programmed and how a lot of people are programmed.
Yeah. Well, and another thing to think about too that I heard on, because I listened to a podcast that one of their topics was specifically on the psychology of this, and they had a really good point. Like, if you're in the gym and you see someone do a deadlift, like, is that what you're looking at? Are you like, oh my God, their fat is rolling over their belt? No, you're looking at like their form and the fact that they're lifting it, and you're like, wow, that's awesome. Or like, if you're just walking down the street and see some random person, like, they have fat rolls. No, you don't. Like, you don't see that stuff, so no one's going to see it on you either.
But, like, that's what you're thinking about when you're doing it. You know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
I understand completely.
That last deadlift PR that I did, the gym was full of guys, and it's a small room. You guys have been in the back weight room, and where the deadlift platform was where we recorded.
Yeah.
And all the guys stopped their sets and, like, turned around and watched me do that. And so, like, I'm, like, thinking in my head, like, oh, my God, like, I hope I don't, like, fart or puke. But yeah, like you said, like they were literally watching me do the lift. They don't give a shit about anything else. Yeah. What my face is doing, what my double chin looks like.
Yeah.
Which is stuff I notice.
I would never want to see my weightlifting face, because I could just know, like, especially when I'm like doing a heavy rep of bench or something. I don't even want to know, because I know I'm making crazy faces.
Well, I don't know. It's not unrelated. It's not about the gym. But that's like, we went to Provincetown for vacation this year.
Yeah.
During their carnival week, which is like Gay Pride Week in Provincetown, mm-hmm. Massachusetts. And so, of course, I was like, after like all the Spartan training stuff summer, I like took a Speedo to wear, and that is like so scary to me. But I was like, all right, fuck it, we're in Provincetown. And that's like, I'm like terrified how people are like analyzing my body. And I realized I'm not, same thing, I'm not doing that to anybody else at all.
Yeah, so then they're, like, they're not doing it to you.
And if they are, there might be them.
Like, yeah, there might be like a random creep who is like, yeah.
No, he's probably a random old creep and is like, young, I should go talk to him.
Yeah, probably.
Like, God, get away from me.
So we'll have to do another pod on, I don't know.
That might be a good end body of the year.
Body image.
A good 12-month look back.
I can't believe this is our 11th one, huh?
I know, it's wild.
I know, that's crazy.
It is the 11th, yeah.
Yeah.
So, Sam, do you have anything else? Meal prep related?
Anything to add for the good of the group?
Tanner? And what's Amanda's handle so we can...
I will put Amanda's Instagram handle at the start of our show notes doc.
Good. Everyone needs to see her.
Yeah, Amanda can be found that way, if you're okay with that.
Her food. I haven't been posting as much lately with getting ready to move and stuff, but that's fine. I promise I'll be better.
All 30 of our followers might not even go to the blog page, so...
But we appreciate those 30.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and we have a giveaway.
Yes, let's do the giveaway. So if you like, what are the rules, Carly?
You have to be following us on either Instagram or Facebook. You need to like the picture on Instagram or Facebook and then comment whatever you want. Those three things total will get you entered into the giveaway.
And what is our Instagram giveaway?
It's all the same.
What is it?
So you can win a Broken to Barbell Raglan baseball tee, like we promoted there for a while. And then a shaker cup with our Broken to Barbell logo on it.
Exactly.
So it's nothing major, but like we wanted to
win that. It's got some logos. We'll probably throw in some stickers too.
Yeah.
So
yeah, we'll randomly pick the winner on Sunday, December 17th. So you have a couple weeks, Tanner.
Yeah, 2 weeks. Do it. Get your friends to do it. Win some cool free stuff. One of you.
And as always, we'll be bringing back clothing eventually.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe I
would say that at every podcast.
I really want to do tank tops next summer. And I think I say that every time.
And
we
I
talk
want
about
a hoodie.
This.
I want a zip up.
We should just, yeah. Okay.
Or a real hoodie.
All right.
Or joggers.
Well, thank you, Amanda, for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks a ton. We really appreciate
all
of your...
Thank you for having me on. This is really cool.
All of your food knowledge. Me too. I'm like blown away. Like, you're inspiring me to eat better.
That's how I was like, I'm going to look up recipes. I'm going to like destroy the kitchen after this.
I'm over here drinking a peppermint mocha from McDonald's. And like, as you're saying, like, the caffeine gives you a headache, I'm like...
Probably. I mean, it gives me a headache. If it doesn't give you a headache,
as
then,
you
like...
said, you don't drink coffee and drink caffeine earlier. I was like sipping my coffee into the microphone. But yeah, thank you. Look for us next month. It will be our 1 year anniversary with Broken to Barbell. Isn't that wild? Our 12th episode. Okay, if you want to be technical, 1 year won't be till January. Carly, don't look at me like that.
Sorry, I was just giving
it's our 12th episode. I'm giving that the end of the year honor, and then next year we'll start a whole new ball game.
No, but really, thanks for supporting us. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks. All right,
bye.
Are we done now? Right now.
Now.
Now.